The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, warm greetings. And here we are. As some of you know, that I consider the expression, "here we are," to be a profound statement, that here, in this place, this time, definitively so. And the task of mindfulness is as simple as clearly knowing, fully knowing that we are here, without any distraction, without any question, without any doubt. And then to discover that it's actually quite beneficial to be rooted and connected to here. I like this expression here, H-E-R-E, so well that sometimes when my mind is distracted and lots of thoughts, I sit down to meditate, I'll use that as a little statement that I say to myself. I'll just say here in a kind way, supportive way, and not a command like maybe you would to a dog. Just here. It's a recognition that I'm here. And in that recognition, then, in that saying that word, then I'm curious. What is here? And it's more like I say the word here, and then I open my attention up to notice what is here without any preference or idea of what's supposed to reveal itself. And if my mind is really busy and that's the predominant thing going on, then I become aware of here. Here, there's a mind that's busy, that's thinking a lot. And I make it that simple. And then I'll say it again, here. And here is grounding. And it's also opening. Okay, let's see what is here. And I'll do that repeatedly, maybe for, if my mind is busy, maybe for 5 minutes at the beginning of a sitting. And this kind of grounding here and simply recognizing what is here without it needing to be different, something begins to settle. I start to not invest so much energy or in the preoccupations I have. And there's like almost like there's a room then for things to settle or to allow. And this idea of giving room to experience, to let it settle here, then eventually after about 5 minutes or so, I'll find myself, now I'm here, and I could stop saying the word here. So this idea of being rooted here, with attention open and aware, and then once we're here, to be here with the breathing. Not so much that we're directing our attention to the breathing at the exclusion of everything else, but more like breathing is at the center of the universe, our personal universe. It's the center of our being. It's the source from which, almost like the source from which there radiates awareness, the awareness that's maybe sensory, physical sensations. And so to really kind of rest here in these sensations of breathing and then let that kind of feel like it's the center from where everything else radiates and happens. And so it's less a directing to the breath as maybe an awakening to breathing or an emergence from breathing. Allow awareness to emerge from here in this breathing. So to take a meditation posture in which you can establish your ability to be here. Establish yourself here. And so there is some, it isn't, we don't want to be too casual in sitting down to meditate. It's helpful if in a nice, easy way, but not casual way, that there's a definitiveness to taking your spot, to taking your place in this place here for the meditation, and that you're clear the very spot that you're meditating in. You feel the contact of your body against this spot. Wherever your body wherever the pull of gravity no longer pulls the body down further, but where it stops against some probably relatively hard surface, your seat, your cushion, the floor, your bed. Here, definitively. And then in order to support this definitive sense of, yes, here I am, there's a way in which to gently, calmly, but definitively close your eyes, as if closing your eyes is another step towards this definitiveness, this clarity, yes, I am here. I'm no longer in yesterday, no longer in the plans of later, no longer in my fantasies, other places and other times. I'm here. And this definitiveness of being here can continue with these long, slow, deep breaths. It might be just three, or it might be more, that you take in order to begin the meditation. And you might even say the word here to yourself as you exhale. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And then as you exhale, see if you can relax parts of your body. Connect to this part of the body as you inhale, and relax it as you exhale. Occasionally, some people find the word melting, to melt, to be helpful as a concept for this relaxing. Relaxing or melting the tensions of your face. As if your muscles can melt away, fall away from the skull. Even if you feel a lot of some tension in your face, activation, lifetime of activation, always smiling or squinting or tensing, if you can't relax it, it's okay. There is a kind of relaxation that happens when you just hold it gently, the tensions of the body. Allow it to be there and allow it to be known. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders, adjusting the hands a little bit where they are so that the shoulders have more room to relax. In the inhale, feeling the center of the chest. And the exhale, softening, relaxing. On the inhale, feeling your belly, and then relaxing on the exhale, softening, melting. And then seeing, where is it easiest or most compelling for you to experience the body breathing? For some people, it's the movements of the belly. Some people, it's the movements of more the diaphragm. Some people, it's the movements of the chest. Some people, it's the sensations of the air going in and out through the nostrils. And some people, it's all of these, kind of as a big sweep, wave of breathing through the body. Whatever it is for you, let that be the place that you're here. Here in this breathing, in this body breathing. And if it's helpful, you might very gently say the word here. As a pointer, as a reminder, to be here in the middle of your breathing. To be rooted as if it's the basis, the center of here and now. Saying the word here. And letting that word also be a reminder to relax the thinking mind, to quiet the mind so you can better feel the experience of breathing. Like you would quiet your mind to hear a faint sound in the distance. As you say here, the mind becomes quieter, so it's more sensitive to breathing. It's okay for these few moments to let go of any way you're bracing yourself with life or resisting or holding on to something, afraid of something. It's okay to trust for these few minutes breathing, letting all things else melt away, rooted here with your breathing. here with the breathing, here with the exhale, all the way to the end of the exhale. And if there is a slight pause at the end of the exhale, let that be a pause in any thinking that's crept in. So there's a quiet receptivity to the beginning of the inhale. And if you're able to stay somewhat here with your breathing, see if you can let go of any idea that how you're meditating is not good enough. Instead, meditate without any idea of not good enough, not quite enough, not quite up to what it's supposed to be. It's good enough, your practice. And that feeling of good enough maybe is just the support you need to stay more fully with your breathing, to trust your breathing. Riding the rhythms, the waves of breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, imagine sitting quietly 10, 15 feet from you, not looking at you, but sitting, maybe reading, is a person that you care about, someone you love, appreciate a lot. And imagine that you open your eyes and you gaze upon this person sitting there quietly. But you continue to breathe mindfully. You don't get swept up into the thoughts and ideas. Nothing needs to happen. You don't need to say anything. And maybe in this place in which you're aware of your breathing now, you might feel the tenderness, the warmth, the goodwill, the love you feel for this person. And you might notice that perhaps, not always, but you might notice that your capacity to rest and feel your goodwill, your appreciation, your love, in this simple way, without needing to do anything or say anything, is quite precious. You might feel maybe it could evoke a sense of well-wishing for this person, wishing them well, wishing them happiness and well-being and peace. And now imagine somehow sitting in front of you are all beings everywhere. And maybe again, there is some way in which the end of the meditation session you can tap into goodwill and care and appreciation of others, all beings. And consider how that you're well-wishing for them. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe and free. And in this perhaps a lot relaxed way of just sitting here, perhaps you can consider how you can actually be inspired from how you feel in meditation, how you benefit from meditation, to translate that into specific actions of goodwill, of friendliness, of support and benefit for others. And may it be that on this day, that this community of ours sitting and meditating together, each of us, maybe in a very small way, spread outwards to make this a better world. Here, the world in which we inhabit, may we contribute to a better world today.